Stimmt einmal schon zu seinem Heim.
Ja.
Ja. By the way, Mafelpav Gershon. I told you I said, got the invitation, so.
Yeah.
I got part of Mafelpav. We spoke about it, yeah. Stimmt einmal schon zu seinem Heim. Kasatari, Kasakuna, Kasamalchus, Kasashentik, Oilal, Kabehen. So, Stimmt einmal Gimmel, Ksarim, Heim, Bechuli, Yesh, this show, Masham, Gimmel, Ksarim. Well, Lama, like, Oma, Dalit, Sarim. So, really, it's four Sarim. There's Tere, Kuna, Malchus, and there's Kasashentik, Oilal, Kabehen. So, it's a four Kasa. Vega, Kasashu, Kasashentik, Oilal, Kashim. The Oil Kasha. The Migdash, Hayek, Neged, Kola, the Aron you had a Zer, which was a Kesa, the Kesa Peir, obviously. Zer are the Shulchan as Kesa Malchus. So Shulchan Remez al Malchus, my Shulchan Shulchan Shamalachim. And then the Zer al Mizbeach, similar Kesa Kahuna. Look at my Shulchan Mizbeach, you might call Eile Gimel Kzarem. But you look at Kesa Shem Tov, Shual Kolak, so I'm a bit Migdash, so Monashah. If you're supposed to have some, if this is a kesa, why don't you have a type of kesa that would represent kesa shemta? So Chazal says something along the lines of, Kesa Shem Tov is connected to Menorah, because, and he says something along the lines that Ki Shem Tov hu al mishu bal mitzvah. Someone who is a bal mitzvah that's called Shem Tov. Let's assume why, but I'll go find him. So it's a little bit strange what it is. Vezeh am Menorah kenei mitzvah teroyah. Well, the fikach am Menorah hu Menorah al Kesa Shem Tov. So the menorah points against the Shem Tov because it's a chesedishal mitzvah. V'asi shapim mashama v'kesa Shem Tov olgabim kem noy gamkin hi al kol elu shloisha kelim. So I'm not sure if it's because it didn't stand taller. Maybe it's because it's the taller. There's a chesedishal menorah, but it's hard to say chesedishal menorah over the Aron. The morale says in some place about menorah it's the only kli that Moshe Rabbeinu was miskashal of. That's why he was. So that gives it a mila that other ones don't have. It seems that in terms of kedusha l'chor to Aron was definitely the highest dag of kedusha. That's pasha. It was the kodesh kodashim and so on, and nisus nisam, everything. In terms of the niskasha, in terms of the making it, the most difficult one is definitely menorah. The kaftecher, the kaftere, and the procheha, and the gveo certainly were the most intricate one to make. So there's a chshivas there that is above the other ones. Avol lefia nira ain't the make a medrash klal. When our taste is above in a medrash, ain't him in a medrash, and he doesn't like it, and he thinks that this is something which is not. It's not saying the first, but saying kilu is not really any. It's not a reliable girsa. So he says the kol shekein. He has a few questions. Kol shekein shelohaya kesa menorah, or less kesa menorah. I mean, if anything, the kasha becomes stronger. So why don't you have a kesa shem tov on it? If he told me it's kenega kesa shem tov, so where is the crown? You could answer that it's a keser in the sense that the nearest are high. A simple halas and tamik. The figure of this keser alamir kibushaner a little mile and azir by azir. When doing the shulchan, salechem munachalav, kilashach oila belechem, lechem stays where it stays. I do my lechem oila lazir, kibushach munachal al shulchan vazer oyle mailam shulchan sinazer hoya lecha. Al benir shaych oyle shiksiv lahalos ner tamid. Benir shaych oyle al keset dava. Veumne shikeset shem tovay lakol ksiv lahalos ner tamid. So one kasha and sort of teretz that he has is the inyan that why didn't have a zer. They says it couldn't be on the menorah because the zer has to be the crowning part of it. And since the oil that comes out of Neiris is called the crown, it's the Bahaloyska, then you can't have it. But oi, Kia Kesa, who taxes a Madrega of a Milo Shabala Kesa. The whole Kesa, Elegim Sansha taxes a site, Kiat Khan, who Magia. Lafika Rashi a Kesa, Mayor Gimuxar Melu. Our Kesa Shemta ain't taxes a safe Kesa there. To oil the Milo, the Milo Sashi and Safe and she's by it. So he says the mile of Keser Shem Tov is of such nature that it doesn't allow to have a physical representation. Whereas the other ones, whether it's Malchus or Torah or Kahuna, have some sort of kates. Keser Shem Tov is something, and I'll explain. Obviously, I mean Torah we also think is unending. I'll explain why. Well, the fikat efshe she Keser Morgim Osar Meilav Keser Shem Tov Ein Tafsed Keser Zek or the mile and so on. So the mile of this kesa is that of the etzem there is that it's ein seif. And now he's going to explain a little bit more about what the purpose of the kesa is, and that'll help understand some of the previous points. The seichel that is nivdol from people. In other words, its most is that it's beyond where people are. Well, the speaker lohei aroyin bris Hashem hoylech b'techa machne shei Yisrael, rak roin esef them, v'hoylech esef ya machne. V'dov ezei dem el adam, ki ha seichel nivdol mo adam, v'inemut bo adam achamri, v'nivdol mimeni. Al mikol mokom yish kan heksha, shemekusha ha seichel bo adam. So, Seichel Adam is above Adam, but it's attached to Adam. If the Adam is not living, the Seichel is not living. Okach ksiv aroin b'riz Hashem v'seil v'en shalashi yomim. V'mahalach gim yom adayin shal keshal oisishu achrab. So the reason why, came out the way it says in Pshat, the reason why he made sure it didn't go ahead 3 days is because he didn't want to become completely mendotim from Kai Yisrael. Akum ha-shem etzin sh'om Yisrael derech shalashis yomim neilech b'mitva v'koymen. When they said that, they were saying, we're going to go a little bit out, but not completely. It's just like all threes are a type of chazaka, a type of a very permanent matzah, and so on. So when they say we're going to be here only 3 days, it means we're not going to go more than a 3 day journey, it means we're still going to be in the environs of Mitzrayim. Mishunem in Sharak Sarim. Ki Sharak Sarim Hamaila Nimtza Bebal Hakesa Atzmai. So, this goes to the heart of what the difference in the Keser is. All Ksarim, he says, are Chshivas in the person himself. So So he says, when a person is a Bala Keser, so the pshat is, I see within the person a chshivas mitzad Torah, mitzad Kula Malchus. It's nika on the person, in the person, and it's about the person. It's this person has in himself the crowning touch of Keser, Torah, and so on. Aval Baal Shem Tov, in Hashem Tov nintzav Baal Shem Tov, ki ma yeda Baal Shem Tov min Hashem Tov ashesh leitzah acherim. So let's say someone has a reputation for being very honest, very good person, whatever it is. That the person himself, the reputation that he has no shaykhah to the person. By definition, that reputation means by others. Lefikach ein roa she ha-kesa b'menayra. Shemkein ha-yemayra ha-kesa azoy she yesh ha-mayla b'menayra atzma. Yesh kesa ba-atzma shal ba'la kesa. V'tova za ina klal. Ki kesa azoy shal shem tov v'nimtis ha-cheir le-tov ba'la shem tov. So he's saying over here that this keser, generally speaking, we said many times that the mile of a keser is that it sort of gives a physical marker for some sort of ruchniyistika mile. So If a person who's a simple, short, frail old man walks in and everybody sort of hushes and rises and so on, then our sense is this somebody here, nichbat, somebody who's carrying something with himself that is arousing this. And it's a marker for some ruchnias. The maila of kahuna, malchus, and Torah as such are mailas within themselves, and when it's in its full tzura, it creates these ksarim. That is the maila of these inyanim. In the angle of keser shem tov, because Torah could also be in a sense part of keser shem tov. But when the person does maisim that are meir lemirachik, so that becomes the Keser Shem Tov. The Maisim Tovim of the person, they become the Kudus of Ur somewhere else. Just like if a person does good things, so people learn from him. When a person is Maimit, a person Shtolz Avek and Haggis Nechoinis, so then the Bria learns from him, and that goes. It doesn't stolt to a person. It's the quality that we're looking for in a Keser Shem Tov is not what the person is, but how far he casts a glow. Like the Gemara says they said that you didn't need lights. I think from Sefer Seva to Yericho, if I'm not mistaken, because of the light of the burning. They were able to use those lights. So in other words, a ha'ara that's far enough, its smile lies not as an embellishment to the fire, but its smile is it being mayor something else. Keser Shem Tov is the hashpa that a person has on others through his milus. So you have ksarim, like in terms of a personal Torah, Shmai Zech Ba'avidvar, which means that the Torah endows his personage with certain chshivasis. That's fine, that's wonderful. And then there is a mahalach of where my maisim tovim are mashpia on the Bria. They light up on the Bria, and that it becomes a mila that's focused on the Bria, the mila that maisa, a maisa that inspires other people to do what's right, its tchum is by the others, not by me. If we can just take an example, it's a medrash of Yerushalmi about Shimon ben Shatach, where he found, where he bought a chamar and he didn't, and he returned the diamond, and he said, the guy said, Brich Rachmana, the Reb Shimon that he was very, very taken by. In other words, he said, yes, there's a God and there's goodness in the world because I see it by these people. And Avokesen emerged Lefika Lekesem Nere Kivsen Akesen Nika. So therefore, So, ksharim in that sense of being things that are outside things are things that are seen by everybody. Kaptur kesser has probably bebala tera. Sharon chachmosa iter terosa imoy. B'chein akuna, b'chein amalchus, kol aksar nirim umurgoshim. Ala kesser shem toib in a murgosh ve'en a nikar. Ola fikach lehe kesser vim neira, kim she'en a kesser nikar. B'kashe oid, dimam neira imoyra kesser shem toib, umachash kesser toib oilo gabem, lamam neira in kodesh kodashim, kimo orin shal fayafnim. If you tell me that's so chashim, so great, why is it five name? Vigamza ena kasha. Kilakachal isam nur of Nilef name kiditnan. Kikolcha chachmosim rubel kademus la maisa of echachmosis kayemis. Hosha maisa kudus chachmosis kayemis. Ola fikach kudema menura amura la maisa. Va achakachu magil oran of Nilef name. I want to add a point. I think that it's in what he's saying, but he doesn't say it out so mefurish. We have the famous it's a memory of the Gemara, where why is it there mitzvah and Torah or, and Chazal tell us a mashal, somebody was walking in a dark place, in a dark field, and he had koitzim bar konim, listim chayisros, and you gave him a torch, and he was able to watch us off the koitzim bar konim. When it was here a yoyim, the listim and the chayisros went away, and vaday nei day is it derchilech and they got the precious drop. Famous gemara cite that. So the gemara lechura, that gemara stresses the maila of Torah over mitzvahs. The Torah is kilu, everything is mer, it's oyer itself, and this is only a ner. But the difference is as follows. When I think the deepest divrei Torah and the greatest divrei Torah, it certainly is an enlightening experience. Like Chazal say that, like that, you know, that the hiruri arayas are only in a leif ponim in a chachma, and a person says yalas chayin. The milas of Torah as being meir totally are within the person who's learning it, is thinking it. When I'm sitting and thinking divrei Torah with Gevaldike, Hamkos, and Dveikos, it affects me only, really. It's my personal keser. No one else, people see I'm sort of thinking, but no one else sees the etzem, the pu'ula, in a way that's mashpia. So divrei Torah that I'm thinking or learning are not really the bar hashpa of a mitzvah. So the oyer of Torah is greater than the ner of the mitzvah for the person who's learning. For the outsider, so a mitzvah is mashpia on outsiders automatically. If I see somebody is standing at davening, not talking to davening, if I see somebody giving tzedakah, helping somebody, and doing ma'aseh mitzvahs, that's mashpia on me. That is said, that's mashpia on me. But somebody's learning, so of course, the outside someone of learning person sitting and shaking, but the learning process itself is bifnimius, and it's not mere lechutz. And the same way, like the Aron is the Kodesh Kodashim, it's a very big oyer, it's an oyer nifla, but it doesn't have the quality of reaching outwards. So he says that's why the Neira is not a Kodesh Kodashim, because it's the Pchinas Maisa. That's one point. Now he says, and the mice has to come first. So the menorah and its qualities are mostly centered around the asiyas mitzvahs. even if a person sits and learns and is mashpia on other people. So if I walk into the Beis Medrash and I see people sitting and learning with shtark, this and that, it's mashpia on me. But that's because of the pu'ula they do, because they're sitting, because of their being basic and tired. It needs to be some sort of pu'ula on it for it to shine out. So the menorah was first, and the aron was inside. So the keser is of kahuna is something which basically it's very mushrish in a person because he's born with it. Va'achakach hu magil l'asiyas hamitzvos u'kenegda ashulchan shel malchus ke'elu shnei dvarim bo'im b'yachad l'asiyas mitzvos v'yis melech mishor shel chayav b'mitzvos. So I'm not sure over here why is it and how is it. Yes, it's true that a person is not roi for malchus until he doesn't become a gadol, but it's not clear why or what or whatever. Ba'achar kach u'magil dregas ha'tira v'hi b'fnat v'fnay asim v'kol k'seida. So the three k'sarim are. Okay, so we explained the difference between the kesa of this inyan to the other ksarim. But he's saying that, but he just said before that really what we're talking about is Maisa Mitzvahs. That's the klal of Kesa Shem Tov. So, if that's the klal of Kesa Shem Tov, if on the Tachlis, what we're doing is, we're talking about Maisa Mitzvahs, so let it say that. So he says because really that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the keser of the Maisa Mitzvahs. Shebechol makom amar shchol tzur boi v'lo ma keser shem toiv. Mipnei shebo loima be'ezet sad Maisa oil ha'koil. In other words, Maisa mitzad atzmom, the chshivas of the Maisa certainly doesn't compare to the chshivas of Torah, like we saw before, like that Chazal we spoke about. Because the Maisim themselves are Shem Tov, b'Shem Tov elakol. So he needed. If he would have said the Kes of Mitzvahs elakol, that would have been inaccurate. That would have been wrong, because it's not the Pulis Mitzvah from a certain Oila elakol. It's the quality of Shem Tov that they have to themselves. B'Shem Tov elakol. Ba'oyit Kos Lomim Kes of Shem Tov Oila Gabehim. So we're not talking about here. So once he's doing Maisim, shouldn't Torah take precedence? So if the person has everything, certainly his Torah is the more chashuva. Vein zekasha. The Kesher Shem Tov Chayna Ksheish Loi Maisim Muflogim B'Yoysa U'Maisim V'Elim V'Vi La'Odom Shem Tov V'Em Uri L'Mal Makrov L'Kach Kesher Shem Tov Gaben. So he says the Kesher Shem Tov is not where the person does what he's supposed to do, that's that, but where there's a certain Haflogga that the person does L'Fnai L'Fni M'Shur Sadin, that's where you have the Shem Tov. I want to try a little bit to explain this. The there's a Mishnah in Peah
that speaks about how you define sadis that are sadis that have special. It wasn't considered one sadis for Peah and so on, and if you have different trees that stand out for some reason, either Rihuk or whatever it is, that it counts as a different, you know, something else in its own Peah. And one of the criteria is a type of tree that has a shem. It's something which is distinct enough that it merits its own name, and it's set aside as such. So the klal of a so we have two types of names that we give a person. One type of name is we personally endow with a name that sets them aside from other people. So Yankov, Berach, Zorach, and so on and so forth. That's one that we do. That's the meaning. All it is just arbitrary names that we gave and so on. Then there is another name when I'm a Hanna somebody, a Shem, so Lamashal, I say the tall guy. So Louis Tzur, in a room that everybody is 6 foot tall, calling one person the tall guy when he's 6 foot tall is a meaningless statement. It doesn't mean anything, obviously, because the name itself is not being miyached him from anybody else. So when I have a name that I mechanize somebody with or something with, and the name is unusual, then, in other words, the person has a tchuna that's unusual, then that becomes an appropriate way of identifying somebody. So Shem Tov means that everybody eats matzahs, but when I'm able to pinpoint somebody and say, you know, his achilas matzahs or his hakafis or whatever it is, then it's a sign that I have that this person's unusual enough that he is distinguished. Just becomes a distinguishing mark. So to be able to identify somebody and to be able to say that this person is unique in this, so it becomes his name in terms of it being, we identify his being unique, and his mitzias is melamed on this particular Indian. He's able to say, you know, when somebody's stuck, when somebody's davening, becomes very distinct and enough in a way that he can be identified by it to say, ach, Yankel de Bal Chesed. So then the Chesed becomes a person through Yankel. The fact that I'm calling him Yankel de Bal Chesed means that the Chesed he did is so unusual that it sticks out, and I can and the Mela, I keep seeing the Chesed. It's both Zebel, Liman, Alzeh. Each one is doing something else. So I'll come in here's the mission. It's not from the page, sorry, it's talking about Shikha. It says, called Zayas Shesh L'Shem Basode, a Zayas that has a name. After look, Zayas Hanetoyfe B'Shaitoy. Like, it's called the dripping olive tree. So, Ushchapa in a Shikha. What are the areas, the Mishnah says, that something can become unique? Bishmoi, Bimaisa, Ubim Koimoi. Either it has a
Sounds good. It's clear.